to see where I've come from and to see what I've been through and what I had to face, you know, as an individual, it's definitely fulfilling in that aspect to know that literally nothing can break me.
He was born and raised in Philadelphia, the so-called city of brotherly love, and while he's loved by his mother and three siblings, they struggle to find a place to live. They eventually found shelter in the Salvation Army for some time there, but as they fought for survival, he started boxing and finished his grade school record with 6 wins and 7 tries before football made more sense in high school.
I always loved aggressive sports. Like, I was always that person that was smaller, but I always just tried the biggest. I mean, like, the feeling of hitting someone and feeling their pain from the hit, or me getting hit and being like, yeah, he got the best out of me, but I'll get him the next time.
That mentality in and out of the locker room earned him a scholarship to play at Syracuse, and he was named to the second team All-Big East as a junior and senior. But despite those successes in college, his path to the NFL was grueling. He heard 252 names called through 7 rounds of the 2008 NFL draft, but McClain's name wasn't called by any team. When John Harbaugh came to Baltimore, the Ravens signed McClain as a special teams player. He was the only undrafted rookie free agent to make the roster in 2008.
There aren't that many second chances in life, and especially in football, you know, so when you get it, you gotta own it.
He's the only player in Ravens history to record 2 safeties in a season, and he did it as a rookie. When Ray Lewis missed a month last year with a toe injury, McClain was the signal caller on defense. While Joe Flacco, Ray Rice, and John Harbaugh are linked as the 3 most visible figures that remade the Ravens into perennial playoff contenders, he sees maturity and experience playing a key factor as they try to get the Ravens into the Super Bowl for the 2nd time in team history.
We all got smarter. We all got older through those years. And, you know, the older you get, the more you see things a little differently. And that's what we're doing as a team. And we know what we can do to maximize all of our abilities.
Where the Ravens go, McClain will gladly join them. And he wouldn't dare think of hoping what could have been or might be.
I always tell myself I never want to be satisfied until I'm at the end of my journey, you know, until it's complete, and I'm nowhere near the end.
Monday night at home against the Bengals is just the start of the latest season and chapter of opportunities for him to see. In Owings Mills, Maryland, Greg Bianco, WTOP News.